show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to hour number two of our show here. And just a real quick reminder that republicbroadcasting.org is holding a fundraiser right now to raise money for new equipment. This stuff, you wouldn't believe how fast it all burns out in this age of planned obsolescence. And the money is very, very tight to keep all this equipment running. And I have been told that if they fail to meet their fundraising goals, we're going to have to start selling some of our control room slaves, which is just going to double up the work on us talk show hosts because we're lazy. We just sit here and yak, and these are the other guys that make it all work. So if you get a chance, go over to republicbroadcasting.org and click on the little link, and every little bit is going to help. And in all seriousness, all joking aside, the only way we will get the big money influence out of this government is for the little money to all unite together in a common cause of freedom, truth, and restoration of the republic, and getting rid of all these fascist money junkies who think that whatever gods they pray to intended for them to have the largest share of life's blessings all to themselves. I disagree. I hope you'll join me on that one. All right, to continuing that listener email they sent in, the New York City Occupy Wall Street folks have their own half-hour radio show now over on WBAI in New York City. It's a Pacifica station. And he says, these kids are smart, know the deal, and are not fire-breathing radicals. And this is absolutely true. The ones who are out there screaming, you know, communist revolution now and all the rest of it, they're the paid agent provocateurs. They're paid hoaxers. There are companies that do nothing but manufacture a crowd for a political event, for the cameras. They put out ads in the local casting newspapers for local acting talent, and kids will come on over and say, yeah, technically I'm kind of sort of being an actor. I stand there with a sign and act like I'm really interested in what this bozo's saying. We found an ad in Backstage Magazine advertising for people for one of Obama's town meetings. It's not a town meeting. It's a cattle call. It's all hoax and illusion. You know, if you get a chance, I'm a big fan of The Wizard of Oz. The movie itself was really great. But if you go back and you read the original books by L. Frank Baum, he was trying to send a message. I think the reason the books were so popular is, like The Lord of the Rings, like The Matrix trilogy, it is a metaphor for modern life, very cleverly disguised as just a light entertainment. And L. Frank Baum's portrayal of the governance of the city of Oz was bang spot on. It was all hoax and illusion and paper mache masks set on fire and whatever it took to scare the people into doing what that little snake oil salesman wanted them to do. It's all salesmanship. It's all show. You know, Richard Nixon, biggest crook to ever come out of the GOP, I think. He's at least in the top three. What was his original background? He was a used car salesman. So anyway, moving right along here, let's see, we're coming up on our first station break here. As you may be aware, if you watch the Academy Awards, an Iranian movie won its first Oscar. The movie is called A Separation, and because of that Oscar, people are going to go see it. Best foreign film. And this is going to cause a major, major problem for the U.S. and Israeli governments, because the film tells basically a human drama set in Iran. And it's amazing. Even Israelis who went to see this movie come out and say, wow, they're just like us. They've got refrigerators and TVs, and they got the same problems with life that we do, interpersonal relations. Wow, they're not all running around with, you know, rags on their heads screaming death to America. You know, which is the image the media is trying to give you. So if this film comes around, it's called A Separation. It won the Academy Award for Best Foreign Film. It shows the Iranians as just like us, just with a different religion. And that is an important thing for people to see to head off the war. We'll be right back.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that.
With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. The panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we've talked about Iran and the push into there. There's a new development where apparently NATO is trying to basically cozy up to Azerbaijan and getting the country to basically partner with NATO. They're not being invited into NATO, but NATO says, we're going to make you a partner, which is NATO speak for, we're going to park a bunch of airplanes, bombers, and tanks and stuff on your property. Now, this may not be the smartest thing for Azerbaijan to do. Because if you look at that strip of land between the Black Sea and the Caspian Sea, that's one of only two routes for land convoys from Russia to Iran to supply them in the upcoming war. The other one's through Afghanistan, and that's pretty much in a permanent state of chaos thanks to the United States government. And the United States already has a good lock on Russian Georgia through Saakashvili and that whole Ossetia thing, Ossetia. So those tunnels through the Caucasus Mountains are already basically almost effectively blocked. The only other part of that land route between the Caspian Sea and the Black Sea is through Azerbaijan. And if anybody is militarily in charge of Azerbaijan, then they're also projecting power over most of the Caspian Sea. So it's all of a sudden a very strategically important piece of land in order for NATO to complete the encirclement of Iran. So Azerbaijan may say, well, we got to pick a side in this conflict, but they need to be very, very careful, because every nation that has aligned with NATO winds up basically being militarily occupied with a new puppet regime put into power. So they got to be very, very careful about that. The United States has announced they're going to implement an aerial blockade over Syria without United Nations backing. They're going to establish a no-fly zone. The Security Council did not vote this through. It was vetoed by Russia and China as a violation of the sovereignty of Syria's airspace. And so the U.S. is going to say, no, we're going to, you know, anything in the air over Syria we don't like, we have a right to shoot down. So the U.S. is just trying to start a war anywhere they can. Syria, Iran, Azerbaijan, Cleveland, Madagascar, whoever. It doesn't really matter. We understand what's going on here. History has taught us what the U.S. government is planning on doing. Crash of 1907, get into World War I to fix it, or at least distract people from it. Crash of 1929, get into World War II. Fix the economy. It didn't really, by the way. Or at least distract people from it. And right now, the U.S. government, especially in an election year, they need a distraction. They're trying as hard as they can to get Ron Paul out of the race so that they can take the focus off the wars and the economy and go over to gay marriage and all these other little fringy issues. And if that isn't going to work, and so far it isn't, then they need a war with somebody. Because now Germany is openly talking about it's time to basically dump Greece out of the European Union and let it go away. And that's going to trigger some, but not all, of the credit default swaps that the New York banks sold on European debt. So there's a limit to the destruction, but there's still going to be a lot of destruction. And we're going to see a second crash in the United States that the American people are rightly going to blame on Wall Street and Washington, D.C. And so Washington, D.C. needs a major war that they can blame all the shortages and hardship on, or at least say, look, we know we did wrong, but you've got to stand with us now because we're at a war and the entire nation is at threat. It's time to wrap yourself in the flag and scream, our government right or wrong, which, of course, is one of the biggest of the big lies regarding war. No, not your government when it's wrong. Government is supposed to be a servant of the people. It's supposed to represent the will of the people. And we choose to be a moral and just people. And if our government goes off in a different direction, we have every right to say, not our government anymore. And I'm not going to back it when it goes off around the world being a total nuisance to unoffending people in other countries. So they're desperate for a war. They're so hungry they can taste it. And they're screaming about this and that. Land over in the Middle East. Meanwhile, kind of an interesting situation. Apparently, the Obama administration is giving 8 Alaskan islands to the Russian government. Apparently, there was a negotiated redrawing of the boundary between the United States and Russia, which apparently came out very much in Russia's favor. It's not just the 8 islands that are all of a sudden Russian territory, but all the fishing grounds, the seabeds. Now, it may turn out they're radioactive from Fukushima, and so it's kind of a minor point, but apparently this is just another case where the U.S. government claims to be protecting the sovereign territory of the United States of America by projecting power into the Middle East, and then over in the other direction they say, yeah, take those islands, we really don't want them. Now, I'm presuming that there's nothing on those islands except sea lions. But if there are American citizens living on those islands, all of a sudden, they're either going to have to move or they're going to be Russian citizens. Under Obama's new budget, all of you soldiers out there bravely fighting for these wars against Israel's enemies, and all you veterans who made it back in one piece, sort of, kind of, maybe, from fighting wars on Israel's enemies, you're going to lose your health benefits. We're sorry, we had to make some cuts here, and we have to have this austerity, and we just can't take care of you anymore. But we thank you for your service, and here's a little piece of ribbon there to make it all better here. As I mentioned to that caller earlier, the Homeland Security Department has awarded an $11 million contract to General Dynamics to scour the internet for criticisms of its policies, from which I conclude that Janet Napolitano does not know how to use a search engine, because she doesn't need General Dynamics to find out how the country feels about her and her agency right now. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the economy, and I want to talk a little bit about austerity. And I want to go back to that definition of austerity. If you choose on your own to live a simpler lifestyle, that's austerity. When the government comes in and forces you to live a simpler lifestyle, that's not austerity. That is dictatorship. That's looting. That's pillage. That's plundering. Everyone's talking about all this soaring debt and how we've got to have austerity this and austerity that. And as I told that other caller, we already have a wealth disparity in this country exceeding that of Egypt when they had their revolution and exceeding Greece, and they're on the verge of their revolution. But the reality is the American people, the 99%, if you will, are already living austere lives. Since October of 2007, the general American population, the 99%er, have already reduced their total debt by almost $500 billion. We're paying off our credit cards and not using them anymore. We're paying off our loans and hanging on to what we had longer. We're not rushing down to the store to buy all kinds of new stuff on the plastic, which, of course, has thrown the bankers into a panic. Because they can't function unless we're all kept in debt. But the American people are getting out of debt. $500 billion so far. That's a good thing. But the total debt has gone up by $3 trillion. Where is it going? The banks, the corporations, the 1%, they're borrowing like crazy to keep the system afloat. And then they turn around and say, well, you American people, you've got to cover the losses when it all collapses. It's just another way of looting the American people, of moving the money to the rich and moving the debts to the American people. That is fascism. Now, up in Canada, their students are striking over an increase in tuition fees. Now, the Canadian people, their parents, have been paying taxes for an educational system. And now the Canadian government is saying, well, because of all the wars and because our bankers were just as stupid as the Icelandic bankers and bought into this whole mortgage-backed security thing, we have to start cutting costs. And so we're going to cut social services. And so all that money that was paid into the system for an educational system, it's gone someplace else. It's the same deal we're getting in this country where every one of your paychecks, they take money out for Social Security. And now that the government is having to bail out Wall Street and pay for all these wars, they're saying, well, we can't pay you the benefits anymore. And they act like education and Social Security and medical care is a gift from the government that they can withdraw at will. And it isn't. It's our money. It's your money. The Canadian people have been paying into the government to build an educational system their children could go to on an affordable basis. And now the Canadian government is saying, we're sorry, we had to spend the money on something else. We had to send the money to Israel. We had to pay for Israel's wars against their enemies. We're sorry. Put all the money in hunting down those gosh darn anti-Semites. And so the students are striking, tens of thousands of students on the streets, and the students are right. They were promised, their parents were promised an affordable education system in exchange for the taxes. And they paid the taxes, and now the government's reneging. This might be the beginning of the Canadian Spring. I think this push for a global new world order really has set the stage for a global revolution. And it's probably going to get very ugly before it's over, but I really don't see this new world order succeeding when we all know what it is exactly they're trying to do. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
The Inflammation can cause pain and makes getting around a lot harder. Through injuries or just old age, it's important to use anti-inflammatories, but the natural way. You need relief. You need GDU. Daniel Chapter 1's GDU is an all-natural anti-inflammatory, a proteolytic enzyme that has helped thousands of people stop taking COX-2 inhibitors. They're deadly, can cause liver failure and kidney failure. Just to name a couple side effects. GDU has been for years one of Daniel Chapter 1's customers' star products. Try all-natural GDU and feel the difference. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Get GDU, the natural anti-inflammatory. Use promo code 300A for a discount. That's promo code 300A. Call 800-504-5511 and get your GDU today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a seven-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a four-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and an alert listener just sent in an email. Apparently, Israel has just inked a $1.6 billion arms deal with Azerbaijan, where Israel is going to sell them all these drones and anti-aircraft and missile defense systems. Okay, so I have two questions. First of all, where did Azerbaijan get all this money all of a sudden to be buying Israeli arms? Did it come from them, or is there some another one of these tithings and grants from the United States to countries that are willing to join in this dogpile against Iran? And the second question I want to ask is, we keep hearing about all these Israeli armament deals around the world, billions of dollars for all this stuff that they're building, they're manufacturing. Well, if Israel is such a wonderful weapons manufacturing company, why do they need the U.S. taxpayer to be giving them weapons every year? Right now, Israel's armaments industry, something like 74-75% of it is geared for export. They don't make weapons to defend their own country because they've got the U.S. taxpayer on the hook. So we send them money for weapons, they arm up, and then they use their own weapons to go out and make money. Does this make any sense to anybody except an AIPAC lobbyist? Just absolutely insane here. Now, all of a sudden, we are seeing a flurry of resignations of the top executives from banks around the world. Something like 81 of them. We're talking CEOs or presidents, that absolute top executive suite. 81 of them all of a sudden. Spend time with the family, whatever. It's beginning to look a lot like rats leaving the sinking ship. And we know that they don't just resign with no warning because of the potential for adverse effects on the company stock prices. Intentions to resign from positions are announced a month in advance, at least, so the transition can be handled in a way that does not make the investors in the company very, very nervous. So this has been planned for a while now, and it seems to be a phenomenon all across the global banking system. What do they know that we don't know? What do they see coming that they don't want to be around from? We already know that the top executives at Goldman Sachs are being driven around by private security companies in armored vans, with the New York Police Department literally cordoning off the driveway into their new executive building in New York. As they come in and these security people are scowling at the masses. Has Goldman Sachs done something that they're worried about, that we might be angry? It's entirely possible, I think. Anyway, now we're going to cover some science stories. By the way, the phone lines are open. Numbers 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dan's asleep, so if you call in, you'll maybe jerk him out of his chair or something like that. I want to talk a little bit about this whole global warming thing because the carbon Nazis are in a little bit of a tizzy. As you're probably aware, 10 years ago, Hadley Climate Research Unit, as quoted in The Guardian, the UK Guardian, was predicting snow would be a thing of the past. This is 12 years ago they were doing this. In 2009, Al Gore was saying exactly the same thing. Snow is going to be a thing of the past. Now we have another record-setting winter, ice on the Black Sea, Danube frozen over, record snow all over Europe. And now the carbon Nazis are out there saying, oh, yes, we predicted global warming was going to cause hard winters. No, you didn't. You predicted snow was a thing of the past. And their latest pathetic, desperate attempt to explain away this very harsh winter all over Europe, which they said was never going to happen, is they're saying, well, global warming has melted the Arctic ice cap, and this puts more water in the area, and that's why you're having more snow over Europe. No, if the world is getting warmer, then ice and snow are going to melt everywhere. And yes, you will have more water in the air, and you may have a lot more rain. But they're trying to claim that the world is getting warmer at the North Pole, where there isn't even sunlight this time of year. And then the water goes up in the air, comes down over Europe, where it's really, really cold because the sun is shining on Europe, and drop snow all over the place. And again, it's just a pathetic attempt to save this hoax. And the reason I keep coming back to this is because for those people who come in and say, oh, there's no such thing as big government conspiracies to hoax the people, sure there are. We got one. We caught it in the wild. We're having it stuffed and mounted over the fireplace, just staked out on the ground for students to come by and study very carefully. Because this was a hoax to trick you out of carbon tax money, to trick you into buying carbon credits, which is literally a piece of paper created out of thin air, to trick you out of more control over your life by tricking you into allowing some government agency to tell you what temperature to set your thermostat at, how much gas you're allowed to have, what size car you may buy, more control over your life by the growing tyranny. And it was all a lie. They were hoaxing the data. There's another video that we put up at whatreallyhappened.com today, which goes into the idea. The reason the official temperature was going up is they've been shutting down all the thermometers in the colder parts of the world. Duh. And the world is getting very cold. We've had, what, five harsh winters in a row now during the period of time when they were saying snow was a thing of the past. And they're still trying to find some way to just trick you into going, oh, yes, yeah, they predicted, you know, global warming means harder winters. No, it doesn't. Take a pan of water, put it on the stove, and heat it. When it starts to freeze, call me. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
What Really Happened Radio Show. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about Climate Gate. There's a new one actually called Glycate Gate, where somebody had leaked more of these damaging emails from the Global Warming Hucksters Institutes for Advanced Research. Which basically came out where they're talking about openly about we've got to muddy the public's understanding about climate so we can convince them that they and they alone are the cause of global warming, and then we can tax them for it and we can get them to do what we tell them and so forth and so on. It turns out that the guy who was leaking all this stuff out there is actually the co-founder and president of the Pacific Institute, member of the National Academy of Sciences, and until recently chairman of the American Geophysical Union's Task Force on Scientific Ethics. I mean, this guy's like a major heavyweight, and he's blown the whistle on more of these documents. So now the United Nations, and their agenda was to use global warming as one of the three pillars on which they were building the case for a global government. We have a global environmental crisis will require a global environmental authority to deal with. The second one was the pandemic. Remember the when pigs fly flu pandemic of a few years ago that was a pandemic only in the bookkeeping. And that was going to mandate a global health management authority. And then the third foundation was the global financial meltdown would require a global bank and financial authority to take care of. And all three pillars have basically fragmented. The pandemic didn't pan. the global warmest were flat out wrong. Mother Nature just went booga, booga, booga to the United Nations and said, yeah, have some more snow and ice. And, of course, the people around the world understand that it was globalism that took Wall Street's mortgage-backed security fraud and turned it into a planetary economic disaster. So more globalism isn't going to fix that. It's like backing the Titanic up a bit and taking a whack at that iceberg from the other side in the hope it's going to stop the leaks. It's really not a good plan there. So the United Nations is now looking at the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, that was run by that the guy who used to drive trains for a living. Good qualifications for the guy. And he's been caught with all this kickback and corruption, and he's personally profiting from all this hysteria about global warming. And now they're starting to talk about maybe the United Nations needs to drop the IPCC because it's so scandal-ridden. It's been compromised so many times. Its credibility's utterly destroyed. The United Nations can't use it to promote this whole global warming hysteria because everybody knows IPCC is a joke. It really is. So they're going to drop that one. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here real quick before we go any further. D in Minnesota, aloha. D, welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
A couple quick things. First of all, you know that End the Fed song you played during the Occupy protests?
Yes.
The one about End the Fed, that one was cool. Me and Nadia liked that one.
Okay, well, we'll throw it back in the rotation.
We'd love it if you did that. Nadia especially loves it. She goes around saying it.
Okay.
It's so cute, my little 4-year-old.
Okay, well, she better stop singing it by the time she goes to kindergarten or the teachers will put a special record on her mark. A special mark on her record.
Oh, I'm sure, I'm sure, yes. Anyway, second question I had. This air blockade of Syria, what the hell?
It's an act of war.
How are they going to do that?
And well, they're basically going to fly. They're going to fly American warplanes over Syria and say, "You don't come up here unless we give you permission." Now, when you fly your warplanes over the border of another country without their permission, that is an act of war. So they can call it air blockade or anything else they want. Basically, it's the start of the invasion.
So doesn't Syria have real aircraft? They could take them down. I know they don't have much of an air defense system, but don't they have real aircraft? They can go up and take care of that, or is there
well,
military
the instant
pretty
they do,
much
then
out
the United
too?
States has a cause to basically say, okay, it's outright war. You know, the attitude of the United States, they're trying to pretend like this is a police action, a police force. Like they're going to take those F-14s and F-22s and they're going to paint them black and white and put a little flashing red light on the top, you know, and say to protect and to serve on the side of the bomb rack. You know, and that'll make it okay. But the instant Syria actually comes up and militarily opposes those overflying aircraft, the United States will interpret it or will present it as an act of war back, and then the ground invasion will be on. This
now,
is a provocation. They're hoping
they
Syria will come up and shoot at them. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said, isn't Russia going to get involved if they do something that stupid?
Probably.
Especially without UN involvement or anything like that?
Probably. You know, Russia and China will probably at least supply Syria with materiel, and Syria will become the new Vietnam, where, you know, we're on the ground and just basically grinding down.
And then you've got Iran. They've got a defense pact with Syria.
Yes, they do.
Aren't they going to get involved, too? I mean, isn't this just the back door to World War
III? That's the whole reason for Syria. That's the whole. Do you think the United States really cares one way or the other about Syria or what's happening to the people in that country?
Well, no, they didn't. They put Al-Qaeda in. We know that much.
This is the back door to war with Iran. Just like Franklin Roosevelt was trying to get America into the war against Nazi Germany, and the American people said, we don't want to have anything to do with that. So Roosevelt, as soon as Japan and Germany and Italy had signed the Axis Powers Agreement, Roosevelt says, okay, I'm going to get us into war with Japan, and then that will get me into the war against Hitler, which is what I really want. So he takes this 8-step plan written up by ONI Lieutenant Commander Arthur H. McCollum, and they start implementing it about a year before Pearl Harbor. And they followed these 8 steps, just goading Japan, until finally Japan struck the American fleet here at Pearl Harbor. And then Roosevelt had his war against Germany. And that's what they're doing here with Syria. They know that Syria and Iran have a mutual defense pact. They're going to get a war with Syria going, knowing that will get them the war with Iran they've been wanting all along.
I'm hoping Iran will come in on the side of Syria. I don't know if this air blockade's enough to do it. They also had the EU put these new sanctions in on Syria, apparently through their central banks and freezing all their assets. I hope Assad was smart enough to get his money out of there.
Well, we can certainly hope that, but here's the ugly reality, and this is something everybody has to accept and understand what's going on. And this goes back to what I said in the first hour. Think of the dirtiest, lowest, double-crossed, dishonest thing possible, and that's what the U.S. government's going to be doing. The U.S. government needs a war with Iran. They need it so that they can wave it at us when the economy collapses next month. And they'll be able to say, yeah, we did wrong, but, you know, you've got to stand with us now because we're fighting this war across the globe and everything. Same thing they pulled with big mistake one and big mistake number two. And that's why they're whatever it takes to get the war going up to and including setting off a nuke in the United States and blaming Iran for it, that's what they're going to do to get this war going.
And
they
the
will not stop
protests.
Until they get the, one of two things is going to happen. One of three things is going to happen. They're going to get their war, or the government is going to be destroyed when the economy collapses anyway, or the American people are basically going to stand up and they're going to go into these Capitol legislative buildings that we own, it's our property, and they're going to grab these people, they're going to tar and feather them and say, no more war. Get out.
I like the third option.
Me too.
Well, we're at it. We can hang a banker.
Well, I think we ought to hang, draw, and quarter a bunch of them, but that's just being me, and I know it's only a momentary thrill, and it's going to get me talked about.
Well, yeah, me too. It's probably going to get me put on a watch list, but it's probably good for them.
The instant you called this show, you went on the watch list.
Oh, I'm sure. The instant I said I don't like Israel, I probably went on the watch list.
Absolutely.
And one more thing, to back up what you were saying about Occupy, a lot of the food was donated. I donated some myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we donated some here for the Honolulu people.
Yeah, a lot of it is donated. I don't know, maybe, and I think they were shut down because, like the Tea Party, they tried to co-opt them. Obama's people did. Didn't work. People weren't buying it.
Yeah.
And so they cracked down on it. So I don't know, maybe in some of the facilitator General Assembly stuff, there might be some Soros shenanigans. But I think on the whole, it was pretty real.
I'm not
diverse.
Sure what Soros' motivation would be for backing the Occupy movement, and that's why I haven't paid that much attention to it. I don't see where he benefits with this kind of stuff. But absolutely, the Occupy people learned very quickly from the mistakes the Tea Party made. They refused to be co-opted. They're very wise to the COINTELPRO tricks that were being used to try and discredit them. They were very prudently stayed away from a specific list of demands that could be attacked. They're basically America saying, we've had enough. And as I was telling that other caller, if you look at the photos of the Occupy protesters, you can't pigeonhole them. You can't put them in a little category. They're young. They're old. They're men. They're women. They're gays. They're straights.
They're
black.
Kids, they're
white,
communists. They're everybody.
I think the commies are all the commies are all the paid actors, okay? But I'm saying it's America. It's you and it's me out there.
Yep.
They're us. They're the American people who have been looted to pay for Wall Street's crimes and scams for going on 30, 40 years now. And we've had enough of it, and we won't pay anymore. And the message is getting out. It's all over Europe. The We Won't Pay movement is starting to take root.
Yep. Now, what's with this bailout thing with Greece, I guess? And now Greece is supposed to pass more austerity after they got this bailout business.
Well, this last agreement they made basically put the European Central Bank in control of Greece's economy. They have direct authority over Greece's sovereign gold reserves. They can basically back the truck up and take them out anytime they want to. The bankers are telling the Greek government, you know, what cuts to make on the people. And the Greek people are saying, we're not going to go along with this anymore. Because there's the concept of odious debt, that the people are not always responsible for the debts of a government if those debts do not serve the interests of the people. And you need to remember that a huge chunk of this Greek debt problem was caused when Papandreou and Goldman Sachs conspired to conceal Greece's true debt problem with these currency swaps, and just plunged Greece even further into debt. And Goldman Sachs made a huge amount of money out of this whole deal. They just scammed everybody. Yeah. And so the Greek people are saying, we don't own this money. Papandreou shouldn't have made that deal. It may not have even been legal under Greek law for him to do it. It was a fraud in any event. And we have all these governments around the world who've made these very bad decisions. First of all, even having a private central bank is a decision that is going to doom your nation to poverty. Even Woodrow Wilson in 1913, when he signed the Federal Reserve Act as a political favor, he knew he had destroyed the United States of America at that point.
Well, if he knew he destroyed the country, why the hell would he do it?
Political favor, because he wouldn't have to live to see it. Woodrow Wilson, he knew it was going to happen long after he was out of office, and he would not have to feel the pain himself. That's what politicians do. They sell out the future to benefit today.
Yeah, they do that, and they're still doing it now.
There's not much future left to sell out. They've run out of future to put a price tag on.
Even our land assets, they're going and selling that stuff.
Well, they've confiscated a huge amount of public property under, you know, so-called wilderness areas and roadless zones and wetlands and all these different programs for environmentalism. But the real deal is they're grabbing all this land with all this natural resources. They're locking it away from the American people. It is the collateral on all government borrowing ever since the Nixon administration. We are rapidly on the path to becoming tenants on the nation that our ancestors built. And it's being sold out from under us by the money junkies.
Yeah, just like Greece, a lot of their assets were sold off.
Yep.
A lot of their beaches and stuff were. Now, a lot of these beaches are owned by these bankers.
They're already doing it here in the United States of America. They're taking all these highways that our taxes paid to build, and they're selling them off to foreign private investors who are going to put up dole booths, so we will have to pay tolls to drive on the roads we paid to build.
Nice.
That's life under a fascist dictatorship, and that's what the New World Order is. Look at every place where these money junkies are imposing their global government, and it turns out it is a fascist dictatorship where profits are kept private and losses are socialized and the wealth disparity will only increase. That's what fascism is. It's a money junkie's political dream.
Yep. The public gets to eat the losses. The corporations get to make the money no matter what happens.
That's exactly it. That's what fascism is. That's what fascism is. All right, we got to let you go. We got another caller on the line I'd like to get to. Thanks a lot, Dee. We're going to switch over to Mike in New Jersey. Mike, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike?
Yes.
Okay, well, I don't know what gas prices are doing in Hawaii, but here in Jersey they're pushing $4. And predictably...
It's so easy over there. I mean, it's almost 5 here.
Actually, we've had a very mild winter. But what really, really irritates me, that I find so annoying, is these so-called economic experts, you know, the ones who told us a few years back that there was no such thing as a housing bubble.
Yes.
Here they're giving us the explanation for this run-up in gas prices. I mean, don't you know it's because of, might be increased demand from China, or it has something to do with Iran. Or, of course, there's always the evil oil companies gouging us. But the reality is, if you look at the run-up in prices these last 4 years in every single commodity, coffee, cocoa, beans, timber, you name it, the rise in price is commensurate to the rise in price in oil. What's going on here, Mike, is these enormous deficits are being financed with printed money. Now, a while back, your website, you linked up to an amazing website called tomatobubble.com. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
They had a great piece there that explains how all this works. But essentially, that's what's happening. The money junkies are printing money. Our money is worth less and less, and then when we go to buy things, They blame it on the evil capitalists who are jacking up prices or some nonsense.
In a way, it's kind of the evil capitalists, except that the capitalists are pretty much all gone. These are all fascists. Okay, the true capitalists are long, long gone. What's going on here is all of this money that is being spent to buy back all the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities so the Wall Street CEOs don't have to go to jail. It's all printed up fresh by Ben Bernanke. Trillions and trillions of dollars at a pop. And it's entering the world economy, and it circulates back to the United States. And the more of these things Ben Bernanke prints up, the less and less each one is worth. We lost the control of our money when they went to the Federal Reserve System, because before that, when the money was based on silver and gold, when you had it in your pocket, nobody could change what that was worth. Nobody could change the worth of the money already in your pocket.
Zionist counterfeiters.
Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. When we come back, I'm going to finish up on Lord Ben Voldemort and his evil magic spell that is stealing from the mouths of the American people. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orgicillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Basically, to sum up the whole situation, the aftermath of the mortgage-backed security fraud, the biggest financial crime in history, and our government does not even want to admit it happened. because we have to protect the reputation of the American financial system no matter what. And in order to keep the Wall Street CEOs from having to go to prison for this outright felony fraud they have been committing over the last going on, what, 4 or 5 years now, the Federal Reserve has been printing up brand new money, Federal Reserve notes, or typing the numbers into a computer to basically send out into the world to buy back all the bad paper. They're calling it bailouts, but it isn't really. It's a buyback. And they're always saying, oh, it's really a loan. We'll get it all back. No, they never do. And when they don't get it back from these other countries, these places like Deutsche Bank and Credit Suisse, because it is a buyback and it's not a bailout and it's not a loan, it gets charged to the American people. That's how they can prevent it from looking like they're just printing money out of thin air. They say, well, it's a loan against the American people, against future taxpayer revenues. Because that's what backs the Federal Reserve note. They're not backed by gold. They're not backed by silver. It's a common myth that they're not backed by anything. But that's not true. They're backed by the slave labor of the American people. Because the treasury bonds that the U.S. government sends over to the Federal Reserve, for which the Federal Reserve will then issue Federal Reserve notes as a loan at interest, the guarantee of those notes, those Federal Reserve notes, is that somewhere down the road, the U.S. government will take money from the American people as taxes without giving anything back. That's slavery. And that's what backs the Federal Reserve notes. So Bernanke's got his printing presses running full tilt boogies, dropped a V8 engine into the side of that thing, and he's just got them going as fast as he can. And when he puts that money out there into circulation, and when you have too much money chasing too few goods and services, the prices are going to go up because the individual value of the dollar is being driven downward by all this excess printing. When Ben Bernanke turns on that printing press, the value of the money you already earned and saved or put in your pocket is going down. They're stealing purchasing power out of your pocket, just like magic. And they're using it to try and prop up Europe, because if Europe does collapse from having invested in the mortgage-backed security fraud, then Wall Street, which didn't learn its lesson from AIG and sold a ton of credit default swaps on European debt, is going to get dragged down with it. This is, I might point out, the downside of globalism, and exactly illustrates the warnings I've been saying about how national borders serve the same function on planet Earth that fireproof doors do in buildings and watertight bulkheads do in ships. They contain the damage from a mishap so that the entire structure is not destroyed. So, on that thought, we'll be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network talking about more of this nonsense that's going on here. So tune in tomorrow at the same time. Don't forget to stop by republicbroadcasting.org and throw a few pennies in the tin cup there. And we'll be back tomorrow. Stay tuned. Aloha, America.